Welcome back in. The 5 o'clock hour is here on a Football Friday. It's The Drive on 1700. The Champ Trenton Wolfgang taking you home. We got high school football coming up on the airwaves this evening. It'll be West Des Moines Valley hosting Dowling Catholic. Yes, hosting Wolfgang.
Yes,
it is their home stadium.
Still boggles my mind, yes.
Hey, that's the reality of it. As both teams play a lot of games in the stadium, it is the Valley Stadium. You know they got to pay rent for that thing?
I would assume so. I'd love to know how much. You probably have an idea or no?
Well, it's maybe been whispered to me in hushed tones.
Okay.
Not anything for the radio airwaves that I can disclose. But yes, I know what it is. One of my favorite things, as you know, earlier this year they played at Drake Stadium, and Valley Dowling, they played that there a couple of times throughout the years. Now it's been a while, but one of the reasons that Dowling made the decision, you know what, let's play this game over at Dowling again, is because even when they hosted games against Valley, they were, quote-unquote, the home team. They had to be on the visitor side. But most importantly for the Dowling Catholic faithful, they had to be on the visitor's stands. Not nearly as much room over there. They said, you know what, let's give ourselves an ability to stretch out just a little bit and do that.
That's starting to make sense now. I like the rivalry thing. I like a little bit of background. I mean, that's good. We want rivalries. Valley Dowling, baby. Valley Waukee. I'm not ready to say Valley Waukee is bigger than Valley Dowling yet, but maybe it is.
Well, I think I explained to you how it's been told to me throughout the years. Valley Dowling, absolutely, it's a rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a rivalry of kids that grew up together, that know each other. The Valley Waukee rivalry, though, is more new kid on the block, Waukee, trying to knock off Valley. The new Western suburb school trying to get up there in the championships and everything. There's a little more dislike, a little more of a blood rivalry, I guess you are, if you will, between those two programs and just the athletic teams on and on and on.
You have said that. You've said that before, and that does make sense. I guess I get that, but I don't know. You know, we're close to the same age. It's hard for me to give up the Valley Dowling thing.
Yeah.
I like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And it's still a rivalry and should be a great one tonight. Undefeated number one ranked Valley against 6th-ranked Dowling Catholic. But as we've talked about this week, Wolfgang, certainly come playoff time, feels like it's always just a little bit different for the Maroons. Let's get into it here. It's our top five at five. We bring this to you each and every day, a look around what's happening in the world of sports, both on the local front and on the national scene. Today, it's presented by our friends at Brick Gentry Law PC and Rush Niggett. If you're in the market looking to start a new franchise, if you have business law questions, Rush Niggett can help you out with all that. Part of Brick Gentry Law PC, a presenting sponsor here all season long of our high school sports coverage. And a big thank you to Rush and everybody at Brick Gentry. Here we go.
Number one.
Well, speaking of rivalries, there is a big rivalry game tomorrow involving one of our in-state teams. Former protected rivals in the old Leaders and Legends divisions, Iowa and Purdue. I mean, this is a rivalry, Wolfgang. This is one that gets your blood boiling.
I'll tell you, it runs deep, Trent. That was so funny when they tried to do that. And I'm a big rivalry guy. I love when two teams hate each other. But when they were trying to push that at us, I just couldn't take it. Some people don't think the Iowa-Nebraska thing, they thought that was forced upon it. I don't believe that that's forced. I mean, you got tons of Nebraska people that live in Iowa, tons of Iowa people that live in Nebraska. Iowa's kind of been, I don't know, better the last 20 years, wouldn't you say, Trent? But obviously, Iowa's been a little jealous of Nebraska. Their 70s, I think they won two national championships. Their 90s teams were just unbelievable. Some of those teams, I would guess, one or two of those has to be considered one of the best ever. Have you ever seen a ranking of what they consider
the greatest
college?
I mean, it's so difficult. Fraser? It's so difficult to compare eras.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
really
can see
is.
That. But legitimately, I think they're in the conversation as one of those. One of those teams has got to be in that.
What they did against Florida in their final game, the bowl game that season, just ran all through them. You mentioned Tommy Frazier. They're up there. Good defense to go along with it. In the conversation, but it is Nebraska. It is difficult for me to admit that sometimes. Here we go. Number one, Purdue, Iowa, and Rondale Moore. He has been slowed all week with an injury. Jeff Brown called him a game-time decision yesterday. Also said that he's, quote, optimistic about his chances to play, unquote. Taking a look at this one, a slowed Rondale Moore. Ease the concerns at all for the Hawkeyes going into West Lafayette?
I'm not feeling good or bad about this. I don't know if that makes any sense. I do think Purdue is a good team. I think Iowa's a good team. It's on the road. Rondale not being healthy, that's obviously a big concern. If he can't play or if he tries to go and can't do anything, you got to think that helps Iowa big time. Purdue's defense kind of stinks. They give up passing yards. So this is going to be up to Stanley Trent, in my opinion. He's got to be able to get it done. They've given up, I think, 300 yards passers. Purdue has 5 of the last 7 games. I mean, that's not going to cut it. Stanley just has to stay calm, quit getting the happy feet. Don't have those plays every single game, Trent, where you're rolling your eyes, you're hitting your head, you're going, really? How did you not see that? Almost wondering, is he colorblind? Don't do that. Don't do any stupid things. Play a clean game. And Iowa, just sneak it out. I don't even care by how many points. Think about that. Going into next week, if somehow Northwestern pulls off an upset of Notre Dame or something, how big that game will be next week. And even if they don't. But I'm kind of rooting for Northwestern to beat Notre Dame. I think that would be huge next week.
Number two.
Let's jump over to Iowa State. They make their way down to Kansas. Puka Williams, outstanding running back. This is a kid from Louisiana that picked Kansas. Oh, LSU and Texas and a host of other offers.
Wow.
Incredible what the decision that that young man made to make his way into Lawrence, Kansas to play. He's good. This team is better. Is there any chance at all, though, of an upset, of Kansas actually winning this football game?
So as I told you yesterday, I haven't seen Kansas, but if you're just going off history, the team stinks, but they're obviously getting better. They've won more games than they have before. If you're Iowa State, you just got to believe you're better. Go out and do it. You can't be looking past anybody at this point. You've got everything in front of you if you're Iowa State. Go take care of business. You don't have to blow them out or anything. I think the spread is 14.5 now, Trent. I don't know whether who I'm going with that. I've got it written down here. I'm not going to tell you quite yet, but you know, I'm kind of worried about it a little bit.
Clones big.
Okay.
Number three.
The Chicago Cubs today announced that they have picked up the option on Cole Hamels. He's set now to make $20 million with the option for next season and helping out that rotation. He was very good right after the trade, making his way over. He helped get this Cubs team to the playoffs, but at 34 years old, diminished velocity, and you look at the numbers, they're certainly heading in a negative direction, even with what he did after he made with the Cubs. Cole Hamels, does he make 30-plus starts for the Cubs next season?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I was trying to find something that I liked here about Cubs pitching, and I don't know what every team plays for their starting pitching, but if you look at some of these, the millions of dollars that the Cubs have forked over now for their 6 starters, I mean, $27.5 million for Lester, $20 million for Hamels, Darvish is $20 million, Chatwood $12.5 million. I mean, that's a lot of money. So they got to get it done next year. I don't know. What do you think, Trent?
I like it for a single season. I'm fine with it, but this is a bridge. This is building a bridge. This is a stopgap for a season. 34 years old, mentioned the numbers going down. I certainly think you'll see numbers regress from what he was this season. I'm fine with it. I don't love it. Now go fix the bullpen. That's the biggest thing for this Cubs team.
Number four.
College football this weekend. It's the headliner in Baton Rouge as LSU welcomes in Alabama. The Crimson Tide are a 2-touchdown favorite in this game. Tua hasn't even played in the fourth quarter of a football game. They have been dominating everybody. They are 8-0 in the first half against the number. And you know I'm going to be hopping on that again when the first half spread comes out for that one.
All right.
Never bet against the streak, Wolfgang. You're going to get burned. Here we go. Alabama, LSU. You got a feel?
I don't. But let me tell you what I'm really hoping for. Because if we have the rest of this football season to look forward to just Alabama destroying everybody, if they go out and win by 15, let's say they win by 3 touchdowns or 4 touchdowns, what are we doing here? We've got the number 3 team, LSU, and they're going to lose by 3 or 4 touchdowns. What are we forward the rest of the way if they're that dominant, Trent?
Clemson, Alabama 4. I guess that's all that we have. Other than that, going to be a boring end of the season, certainly, at the top rung of college football.
Number 5.
Let's finish up here with this, Wolfgang. Last night, a dreadful Thursday night football game in the NFL between the Raiders and 49ers. We weren't real excited about it. The only excitement really was the Iowa connections. One of the guys that had been playing for the 49ers had been cut, as you saw Greg Maben right before the game. He got his walking papers, but we saw George Kittle play incredibly well once again. We didn't get to see C.J. Beathard. C.J. Beathard looked to be the starter the rest of the year. Is he in trouble now? Even if healthy, if you're the 49ers, do you keep going with Nick Mullins?
That made me very sad. It was fun watching George Kittle, but I also love CJB, and I'm like, really? The one time they're not putting any pressure on the quarterback, CJB can't play? It was really actually depressing me. I didn't think the other quarterback did anything that I went, wow, look at that. You talk about one of his touchdown passes, he had plenty of time. Guy's wide open, and he walks in. The other pass was to a guy named George Kittle, one-handed catch, Trent. Wasn't exactly a great catch, and he ran. You saw the jets. I mean, the guy is literally unbelievable. And I was telling you yesterday about George Kittle, Trent, and I've been asking who, Rob Howe, John Miller, and I've been asking, now, did you know he was this good? Because I didn't. And obviously, the NFL GMs didn't know with their fifth round. They had him as a fifth-round pick. And what I was trying to tell you yesterday before the game is, I don't mean like I'm surprised he's starting in the NFL. I could see that at Iowa if you'd have told me that. I'm saying he could be the best tight end in the NFL. I'm sitting here looking at stats. Yards, receptions, yards per catch. There's a thing on here, Trent. They do the miles per hour on some of your stuff. He ran 20 miles per hour yesterday, which is the second fastest for a tight end, and he has three of the six fastest this year. Kelsey's a good tight end. Gronk's a good tight end. Ertz, who else? But, I mean, I don't think Gronk is better than him this year. It looks like Gronk's hurt. He can't even bend over to catch a ball anymore. But what I'm saying right now is I don't mean that George Kittle is actually in the NFL.
Right now has the most receiving yards in the NFL with 692, three touchdowns on 41 grabs.
Does it have yards per catch? I'd love to know.
Just a shade under 17, 16.9, making the big plays for the 49ers. There's our top five at five. Hey, one thing, I've heard many other Hawkeye fans like you with the same sentiment. Oh, man, I wish it could have been Beathard. Oh, it was so easy for Mullins. He didn't have a passer. Here's the thing about C.J. Beathard. You saw this in his career at Iowa, and you've seen the same thing in the NFL. He doesn't have a very good internal clock. He doesn't feel pressure very well. Think of all the times that he got lit up at Iowa. You see the same thing in the NFL. That's on him. I know it's easy to, well, look at Mullins. I mean, these were easy plays. There's also something with C.J.B. He gets beat up, and the reason for it, not only the style of play that he has, but also it's got to be on him. Not the best pocket passer in the league.
I don't disagree with you, Trent, but again, I've watched every snap.
I know you have. And that's what I'm telling you.
I do not disagree with you one bit with what you're saying. He does not have the greatest pocket presence
I've
ever seen.
You CJB fanboys, you're all the same.
Really, Trent?
You're all the same.
Come on, man.
You're all the same. Oh, Beth.
I saw no pressure on that quarterback yesterday, and the Raiders are a joke. I hope we get to that at some point. My goodness.
Beathard probably would have ran into some pressure. All right, then. We'll let it finish up right there. That's the top five at five here on 1700 The Champ, presented by Brick Gentry Law, PC, and Rush Niggett for your franchise and business law needs. A bonus question. Who you got tonight? You're a walkie guy, so doesn't count for you. But who do you got with Dowling Valley?
Yeah, I think you've talked me into the whole Dowling thing. Kind of goes along with the trend of Valley wins the first game, so now Dowling's got revenge. That whole revenge factor I love. But I think probably Dowling's just going to be better, and they're going to win again. I think most people that have seen the guys play as much as you have and other people seem to think Dowling is going to win this. I may go to the game if I've got time.
That'd be fun. Really?
Yeah, we're going to. If Tiff will go, I'll go. So we'll see. It depends on what she wants to do.
Aha. Yeah, know that one all too well. That's coming up tonight here, 6:30. We'll have the pregame show. Gary Swenson of Valley and Tom Wilson of Dowling Catholic. We'll hear from both coaches before the ball game, their thoughts on the matchup, and then kick off at 7 o'clock with the Tigers and the Bruins. We got the call here for you on 1700 The Champ. We're taking a break. When we come back on the other side, Lee Sterling is going to be joining us from Paramount Sports. Another five-pack of picks from Lee. Always enjoy the conversation. Double revenge, Wolfgang's favorite term. Will it be involved in the matchup tonight? The matchups that he gives us, we'll get into that with Lee Sterling. And then after that, Wolfgang, it's time for us to make our picks. 2 weeks in, you're up $800. It's not that you've just got $800 total. That is including what you put down, plus $800. I'm plus $450, and I'm happy about that.
I'm ecstatic. I told you, I'm not sure about my picks, and I'm sitting here looking at them. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. When I walked in here, I was a little bit nervous about it, not feeling as confident as I did the other twos. So we're going to see how this goes. I've just decided here at the end I'm going to bet on Oklahoma. On the game, I mean. I'll tell you who I'm going to bet on here in a second. But
also part of my picks.
Really?
Yes, we're going to be on the same game. We'll see if we're on the same side.
And it is interesting. I heard you on another game. I've only heard one of your games, I think, that you were going to pick. And I was going to bet 200. And after, I think we're on opposite sides, so I'm going to come down to 100. Now you made me not feel as confident about
that. You shouldn't be listening to me. My gambling prowess okay. throughout the years has not exactly been a positive. Sometimes future wagers. That's where the money is won. That's where I've been good.
You sound so confident, Trent.
Well, that's what you have to do.
So confident.
You got to sell it. You got to sell the pick, and we will do that later on this hour. Taking you up until 6 o'clock. Back with more. It's The Drive on 1700 The Champ. Welcome back as The Drive continues on 1700 The Champ. Trent and Wolfgang with you as we get ready for a big football weekend. Getting started tonight with the high school quarterfinals here. Valley Dowling, college football on Saturday, and of course, the NFL on Sunday. Each and every week on a Friday, we get an opportunity to talk with Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. He hands out a 5-pack of picks for you and lots of chances to win with Paramount Sports. Lee, how are things?
Good. Things are good. Going to be crazy here. Might have some planes flying over at the Miami-Duke game. Be going to that. My daughter, as you know, is a cheerleader for the University of Miami. But Mark Richt has gone from being the favorite son to getting, you could probably get a table in any restaurant in the city to, you know, there it looks like they're going to be flying some planes looking for his head on Saturday.
Yeah. And,
crazy.
Just a year ago, we had the turnover chain and the undefeated
right.
team and the U was back. And now
we need the touchdown chain now.
The touchdown chain. It's crazy how quickly things can change. Not looking good,
right.
certainly down there for Richt and company, but we're not talking any ACC here. You got some Big 10 and Big 12 games for us. And let's start with the big one, Penn State. We watched them a week ago against Iowa get the victory as a 6.5 point favorite in that one. But not the cover, at least depending on where you got the number. Now the shoe's on the other foot as Penn State goes on the road. And as an underdog, 10 points the number here. The Wolverines the favorite in the Big House.
Yeah, you could have played it. If you played that game early and played Iowa, you would have won at 6.5. And if you were late to the party and played it like Friday night, Saturday, went down to 5, 5.5. So here's the deal with Penn State. They have nothing to lose. Playing loose. They little banged up, you know, as especially the quarterback, Trace McSorley. He may not be 100%, but this guy's the engine that drives the train. And you know, the last four games have been decided by 6 points or less. He has a redshirt freshman receiver now in K.J. Hamler who's coming on to go along with running back Miles Sanders. And also a defense that was really young to start the year, only three returning starters. But all of a sudden, they're getting it put together. And, you know, they may give up some yards from the 20 to 20, but good red zone defense. And, yeah, Michigan's more talented. I mean, there's no question about that. But the pressure's on them. Their run defense is really good. They stuff these bad and injured offenses. But Penn State, I mean, no one seems to slow down this offense. And how about this? If someone ever tells you Jim Harbaugh is a great coach, I define coaches, one of the barometers is how they do coming off a bye. Got some extra time to come up with some great game plans. Jim Harbaugh, since he came to the Big House, big fat goose egg, 0-6. Michigan will find a way to win 24-20. But give me Penn State in the double-digit points.
Penn State in the cover, an interesting number about Harbaugh coming off a bye. Certainly nothing I would have anticipated. Wolfgang, you got a game.
That was good knowledge there. Lee, we've got Oklahoma minus 11.5 at Texas Tech. Had this question for you. Oklahoma, if their defense continues to improve, what's their ceiling?
I think they can improve, but here's what happens when we find out. And teams that make changes during midseason and fire a defensive coordinator, usually it doesn't work out in the long run. So are they improved? Yeah, a little bit. But who did they beat the last 2 weeks? Who did they play on offense? Teams like TCU and Kansas State who really can't get out of their own way, running or passing the football. Texas Tech's defense, they've had some bad games. They've given up 440-plus points four times this year. But every time they give up 40 points, they're up for the challenge. The next week can give up less than 20. So they've held one good offense down, Oklahoma State, to 17 points. Not in Oklahoma's lead, but still pretty darn decent. And Texas Tech, not out of the race yet. You know, I know OU's 4-1, as is Texas and West Virginia, but they're 3-2, and a lot can happen. A lot of people played Tech last week. Alan Bowman came back, but you don't play quarterbacks when you're handicapping these college football games the first week. You wait until the second week. He got his three interceptions out of the way. I think he'll return to real good form here. Oklahoma wins in a shootout, 48-45, but give me Tech plus the 10.
Like that one, Lee, and I've seen it the same way, too many points. And, in fact, you can get even more points in some shops out there right now, up to 13.5 in some spots. Grab those points with the Red Raiders. Let's go to another Big 12 game. This is one that I'm struggling with, certainly, Lee, so I want to get your perspective. Texas, I'll tell you, I would have liked it a lot more if they were an underdog, because we know Tom Herman as an underdog, just how good he's been. They're a slight favorite at home against West Virginia, -2. Mountaineers and Longhorns, what do you have for us?
I think they're going to play this game like they are the underdog. So with that being said here, I think they were the better team last week, but, with those suspensions, and they were just in a funk to start the game. They fell behind 17-0, and they made a game out of it. They closed within 3 points, just couldn't come up with that one score that would put them over the top there. But to beat West Virginia, you need to control the line of scrimmage and run the football. And Texas did it last year. They ran for 233 yards in that 28-14 win. So I think the magic number to beat West Virginia is probably 170 to 180 rushing yards. And if you do that, what happens is then Will Price, the quarterback, West Virginia, he when he's normally patient, and he has time and he's playing with a lead, he's a different quarterback. And when he falls behind, if he falls behind by double digits, then he will force some plays in there, and that gets him in trouble. So Texas can run the football. Also, they a little bit different than most teams. They use the quarterback as a running back sometimes. The Sam Erlinger, he's healthy again here. Usually time right now for the West Virginia swoon, and West Virginia 1-7 as a road underdog. Texas is favored by 2. They win by 4, 31-27.
Yeah, we're with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, Iowa State -14.5 at Kansas. Do you have a feel for this one at all, Lee?
Yeah, I do. Hey, give Kansas credit. And David Beatty could have, called it in after the first game. People were calling for his head then, but pulled out a couple nice wins, including last week's upset at TCU. Yep, they were outstatted, 27-17 in first downs and over a 200-yard deficit, but a 2-0 turnover advantage, and they were patient, was the difference here. I just don't like their quarterback, Peyton Bender, a whole lot. Doesn't push the ball down the field enough, and linebackers can sit on him, and he has trouble sometimes in coverage. Losing that linebacker, he'll see the running back or the tight end going across the middle and not pick up the linebacker. And he has a propensity to have some games where he'll throw 3 or 4 interceptions. This could be the game because the Iowa State Cyclones, they do vary their coverages a lot. And how about this? The Cyclones 8-2 against the spread on the road, 17-6 the last 23 Big 12 games here. So not many better than that. So I like Montgomery to have a big game also here. This offense is averaging 40 points per game since the quarterback switch. Give me Iowa State here, 45-20.
45-20, Iowa State with the win and the cover on the road. And like that side, certainly with you, Lee. Let's finish up and go across the state as Iowa also will be on the road. They make their way to West Lafayette to take on the Boilermakers. Both Iowa and Purdue coming in after disappointing efforts on the road a week ago. Boilermakers, a field goal favorite in this one.
Yeah, and both off excruciating losses here. Iowa, I said last week I thought they were the best one-loss team. I think they're the best two-loss team in the country. They have the number 3 total defense here. The guest is 36-15 against the spread in Purdue games, and the series visitor in this series, 8-0 against the spread. The pressure's off now for Iowa, and this is when Iowa, believe it or not, does their best work. So, they were the better team, I thought, last week. Just couldn't get it done here. I think Purdue will give up too many big plays here, and Iowa control the line of scrimmage. Iowa, 34-27.
Hawkeyes get the win and the outright upset. Take them on the money line if you're looking to dabble a little bit deeper there. Your game of the week, Lee. I love this game. I hope it's a four-quarter game at the very least. Northwestern hosting Notre Dame for the first time in a long time. The Fighting Irish going to make the short drive to Chicago, to Evanston, and take on the Wildcats. 9.5 the number. If people want to get involved with this one, you got a strong, strong opinion. Let them know where they can go.
Yeah, what a game this is going to be here for Notre Dame. Has national championship implications. They keep winning. They'll be in the Final Four. Northwestern one of the best underdog teams in college football year in and year out. You want to get this game for free? Call right now. Just be one of the first 10 callers. 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 1-800-400-9741. And how about this? Last week, we had 330 to 35 unit plays. We hit all three of those games.
Wow.
We have three more 35 unit plays this weekend. And our college game of the year goes on Saturday, a 45 unit play. So we're going to let it go. We're going to let it fly. You want to hop on board? You can get 5 weeks of action from now through the first weekend in December through Monday, December 3rd. 5 weeks of action. If you use coupon code SAVE200, just $397. It's all available. ParamountSports.com.
Be a winner and do it with Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Lee, as always, thank you for your time.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Nothing better than a football Friday. And hearing from Lee Sterling, Wolfgang. So we got our picks coming up here in a moment. You got any agreements, disagreements, making you reevaluate your life? What's happening in your mind?
Can you repeat his little Harbaugh thing? Was that a cool little stat he gave?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have any idea about that?
I didn't know he was that bad coming off of a bye.
That's not something I'd really ever thought about, the fact that you evaluate a coach coming off a bye. You got all mm-hmm. this time to reevaluate your team and do things differently and come up with a game plan and have 20 plays down. It's interesting. I think he said 0 for 6 coming off bye since he's been there, or maybe 0 for the last 6.
Yeah, that probably is what it is, going back to his days at Stanford, something
anyway,
like that.
That's a pretty bad streak there, and that's interesting. I found that very interesting.
Yes, a good number there, and I certainly was leaning before that towards Penn State. Don't have a part of my picks. But, you know, I have a problem and I have to gamble on everything, so I think my pick might have changed. I might be jumping aboard with Lee there on Penn State and grabbing those points.
Well, see, I want to take the phone right now and call that because I'm very interested in what he's taken in the Northwestern game.
800-400-9741.
You tell him. You call him back and let him know he needs to send us more money.
800-400-9741. We're getting the break. Our pick's coming up next as we take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. It's The Drive on 1700 The Champ. Back with you on a football Friday. It's The Drive on 1700 The Champ. Trent Condon here, Wolfgang over there, and we are ready to make our picks for this week. Now, we do it a little bit differently than certainly I've done it in the past, but I think a way that makes sense. We start each week with $1,000 in fake money. You have to bet at least $100 on each game. If you want to do 10 games of $100, you can do that. If you want to do one game of $1,000, you could do that too, or sprinkle something in between. $100, $200, $300, whatever it may be, on different games. So we shuffled around. We're both on the plus side right now. I'm up $450 on our picks. Wolfgang is up $800. He's been incredibly hot is the word I'm looking for, to start out. So Wolfgang, the floor is yours. I'm going to open it up to you. Where are you looking this weekend? What do you got for us to get started?
Can I ask you if you made a pick on the Michigan State game?
I did not. I have absolutely no feel in that game. If you told me Maryland, with the weight of the world off their shoulders, DJ Durkin let go, on and on and on, they go out and they win this football game by 2 scores, I wouldn't be surprised. If you tell me, with all the distractions that have been there for Maryland throughout this week and throughout the season, and they lay flat in their face and they lose 30-0, I wouldn't be surprised by that either. No feel at all.
Okay.
That will not be. Why? Are you taking a look at it?
Yeah. You kind of talked me out of it yesterday when you were talking about Maryland, you know, they might be up now that they're trying to straighten out the coaching situations mm-hmm. and they'll rally around everybody. And you kind of changed my mind with that, but I'm actually going to stick with it. So it's Michigan State, what I found at 12:08 today, Trent. Michigan State -2.5 at Maryland. I've got Michigan State. I was very impressed with them last week, Trent, because I was wondering after the Michigan game if they were going to be down, licking their wounds, if they weren't going to come out ready, because that Michigan game means so much to Michigan State, Trent. What I saw, I was very impressed with, and I think you know I'm not a D'Antonio fan at all. Mm-hmm. Can't stand the guy at all. But he had them ready to play. He had them frothing at the mouth. Rocky Lombardi comes in. I thought he was pretty good. He's got good mobility. He's a tough dude. Loved watching him play. I'm going to go Michigan State -2.5 for $200 straight cash, homie.
All right, so there it is, Michigan State. 2 units on that one, $200 with Sparty. I got a couple of picks.
Okay.
I got one with the Big Ten team, the Northwestern Wildcats.
Oh, see, that scares me. Okay.
Hosting Notre Dame. The point spread is 10. Okay. Notre Dame's a lot better. This is a lot better football team. but there's just something lingering about this game. Is Notre Dame good enough to go undefeated? Well, the schedule says that yes, they are. ESPN's Fake Up Metric says yes, they are. But I still am struggling to see it. I have a feeling here, just an odd feeling, that Northwestern, this is going to be a four-quarter game, that this thing's going to go in. I don't like Northwestern. I watch this team and I wonder how they get by. The Nebraska game was pure luck. I don't get it sometimes watching them. Yet here they are, leading the Big Ten West. And we'll say the magic continues for another week. I'll grab the 10. I'm going to take Northwestern for $100 with my first pick.
Okay.
Pick number two, I'm going to the Big 12. And it's a game we talked about a little bit earlier, Oklahoma and Texas Tech. Now, the Sooners can put up points in bunches. The defense, after the firing of Stoops, looks to be improving. Where did you get this number when you're looking at? I see 13.5s and 14s out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, literally, I got it, 20 minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes ago. So I'm going to go with Oklahoma minus the 13. Boomer Sooner, $100.
Oh, you're going
yeah.
Boomer.
I think Oklahoma will cover. Kyler Murray, I don't know if you saw that QBR that you hate. The QB rating. I mean, you're going to like this even though you hate that. He has, through eight games, the second best QBR in the last 15 years. That doesn't stink, whether you like that, whether you believe in that stat or not. And as you said, the D is getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I keep watching this going, oh, is that a tackle? Gee, that's weird. They couldn't do that with Stoops, and I'm a Stoops guy. You know that. So I'm going to go with Oklahoma. I think they're just starting to feel it. And if the defense starts rising, just raising their level a little bit, Trent, you know the offense is on fire, and they can put up any amount of points. But if the defense does something, I'm feeling more confident about this as I've sat here.
One unit.
Yeah, we'll go Boomer minus the 13, $100.
All right, I'm grabbing the 13. I'm going with $100 too. I'm going to go Texas Tech. Liked what they saw. I saw last week at times against Iowa State that defense has improved greatly in Lubbock. Weird environment. It's a night game.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll grab the points. Nearly two touchdowns. And there's some 14s popping up, mostly 13.5.
Well, take that then. You're looking at it right now. Take
all
your 14.
I'm going to keep it at 13.
Okay.
I'll keep it at 13 with that. One other one-unit play before I get into my thoughts on Iowa and Iowa State. It's late at night. It's the last game of the night in college football. Hawaii, the Rainbow Warriors.
Okay.
Got off to a really nice start. Started off 3-0. They were kind of a surprise. They were big underdogs, in fact, in a couple of those games, but got outright victories. But they've had injuries. They've had injuries to the quarterback position. They've had a lot more in Utah State. Everybody's talking about Central Florida. The best team from the group of five very well could be these Aggies. Had Michigan State on the ropes, let that game get away since then, have not lost. You're laying a big number. You're laying 18.5 here. I'm going to do it with confidence. The last two times Utah State has gone out to the islands, they've won and covered both those times big, and I think they do it again. Lay with confidence and stay up late into the morning with me, 11 o'clock kickoff. Give me the Aggies from Utah State minus 18.5.
All right, let's go to the Iowa game.
Mm-hmm.
My level of confidence, I guess maybe I am feeling confident when you figure out how much money I'm going to put on this sucker, okay?
Yep.
So we got Purdue, worst defense that Iowa's played so far. Given up 300-yard rushers five of the last seven games. They're going to blitz a lot. Trent, I don't know if you saw that stat from, I think it's Hawkeye game film. I think they blitz 50% of the time against, I think it was Illinois, 40% against Michigan State. So I'm guessing they're going to blitz a lot in this game. It's going to come down to Stanley, whether you believe in him or you don't. Is he going to get scared when everybody's coming in and do something stupid? I don't think he is. I think he's going to be okay. We're not sure about Rondale Moore. Who knows? It looks like he's going to play. How healthy is he? They've been holding him out. I like Purdue's quarterback. But I think Iowa gets this done. If you're going to give me 3 points, Trent, which is what I saw, I saw 2.5 and 3 today at noon.
Pretty much all 2.5s, but there is a 3 out
there. 3 at the very far right, isn't it? Yeah.
And that's Bet Online. That's not an actual casino.
Anyway. Okay. You want me to go 2.5 then?
No, we'll grab the 3. That's
all right.
Fine.
I'm going to go Iowa plus the 3, 300 simoleons, okay? I'm talking Bet the Farm. Do it.
Iowa plus 3 for $300. I'm also on Iowa. I only have it for one unit.
Okay.
I'm grabbing the Hawks. I think the wrong team is favored here. I'll grab Iowa.
Have you had anyone more than $100 yet?
No, I'll stay in it.
Do you have one more than $100 coming up? We have a best bet coming up, folks.
We will get to those in a moment. Iowa State, they're laying 14.5, and I'm laying the 14.5, too. I said it earlier in the program today. I like the Clones big in this one. Kansas, I think there's going to be a letdown after they finally get a Big 12 win against TCU a week ago. Puka Williams is good. They can't throw the football. That's not a recipe for success, though, against this Iowa State defense. Cyclones get it done big. Maybe not as much David Montgomery. Get him a little bit of rest after they really wore him out in the Texas Tech game with 33 carries. More of a game that we're going to see, I think, Brock Purdy with the football in his hands a lot more. I'll take Iowa State, and I'll lay the 14.5.
That scares me when you start talking like that, Trent, when you're talking about going into a game, getting a guy rest. Because that means, I hope Iowa State players aren't feeling anything like that, or coaches. They better go in there believing this Kansas team isn't the Kansas team of old. You've seen Kansas play. I haven't. I'm going to trust that this is the new Iowa State program that's not going to take anybody for granted. I am going to go with Iowa State minus the 14.5, but only for 100. 100 simoleons there, Trent.
$100 on ISU. All right. So looking at it right now, you have $300 left to play with. Where are you going?
You made me feel bad about this one. You seem to think Bama's got this. I've got it. Bama is a minus 15. Is that what you got?
14.5, yeah.
14.5, okay. Bama looks so good, Trent. And as I said, I don't feel good about this game. I'm just rooting for LSU because I like the fact that they tried to play a hard schedule. They've been, you know, they tried to play Miami, even though Miami isn't that great anymore. They did kick the crap out of Georgia, I thought. That was a 20-point game, and they looked like the better team to me, Trent. I don't know what you think of Georgia, if that's going to be one of your games. But I'm going to go with LSU plus the 14.5 or plus 15, whichever you want to go, for $100.
I'm on the other side. I got Alabama. I'll lay the 14.5. That's where I'm going in that one. That's one to keep an eye on, too. There could be some late money one side or the other. Certainly, if it gets under two touchdowns, that goes from a one-unit play. If it gets to 13.5, I jump that up to a two-unit play. But for our purposes right now, I'll lay it with one in that matchup. All right. I got a couple more here.
Okay.
Including my first parlay. This is a two-unit parlay play, $200.
Okay.
The first part of it, Florida. They're favored by 6 at home against Missouri. Missouri let one get away last week against Kentucky. I don't think that happens again. I don't think Missouri is in this game. I think this defense of Florida is too good. I can't see Florida losing at home to Missouri. With the teaser, you get the 6 points. That moves it down to pick 'em. The other side of it, I'm going with the total in the SEC. Kentucky, Georgia, I'm going under. Under 50.5 in Kentucky, Georgia. So those are the two parts of the teaser. UGA, Kentucky, and the under at 50, and pick them for Florida, Mizzou. That's a two-unit play. What do you got, Wolfgang?
Going to go to the NFL for my last two picks. This is another one where we are going to disagree on. The psychology part of this is something that is going to matter. Right now, the Browns are a cluster bleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my opinion, I mean, you fire your head coach in midseason. You fire your offensive coordinator. I mean, you don't know what, I don't know, who's calling plays? I don't know that there's going to be any sort of rationale what their even game plan is going to be. But like you say, they may rally. They may come together and like the new fresh start that they're getting. I'm going to take the Chiefs. I got Chiefs minus 7.5 for $100.
For $100.
Yep.
Chiefs laying the number. KC.
I just think the Chiefs are good and the Browns are... They're not exactly a smooth-running franchise or organization now. I hope that changes because they're all, as we spoke a couple days ago, they're kind of a team that everybody just kind of feels sorry for and goes, yeah, they were fun to watch on TV and they've sucked forever, and everybody's okay with rooting for them. It's kind of fun to watch.
All right, what else you got? Anything
last
else?
Game. Last game. We got last game. Pittsburgh okay. Steelers plus 3 at Baltimore. I'm going to go Pittsburgh plus 3, $100.
Steelers grabbing the field goal. That is, this game seemingly always comes down to a field goal. For the longest time, it was the best rivalry in the NFL. The physicality of that game, how close the games were week in and week out, year in and year out, that was at the top. Steelers lost earlier this year to Baltimore. Baltimore sits at 4-4. They've taken a step back here the last couple of weeks. Important, certainly, for both sides in case a tiebreaker come into effect. Now, that's not very likely because the Steelers do have the tie from earlier this year against the aforementioned Browns. But Pittsburgh plus a field goal, Like that pick. In fact, I'll be doing the same.
Nice.
Mostly 2.5s. That's at my shop set that it is. Hope it gets back to a field goal, and I'll be jumping aboard. So you have the Steelers +3 for 100. The Chiefs -7.5 for 100. LSU +14.5 for 100. Iowa State for 100. Iowa for 300. Oklahoma for 100. And Michigan State for 200. Do I have it right?
You got it right. And this Iowa, so far I've been pretty good with the in-state teams. I like the fact that we're picking it. And not shying away from that, because it seems like everybody in the media is afraid to do it. Let's do it, Trent. Let's do it.
All right, my final one. Okay. Another teaser. And another two-unit teaser.
Okay.
This time I go to the NFL. First part of it, Sunday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers going to New England. There has been just 4 instances in his career where he has been a 6-point dog or more. Every one of those instances, he covered.
Really?
But it's not 6 anymore. The line's down to 5 or 5.5. So I'm using the tease at 5.5 and bringing it to New England +0.5. So if this game ties, I do win that. I don't think it'll be the case. I like New England big here. So part one, New England, back to basically a pick 'em game. Part two is where it gets a little more interesting. Why is Denver favored against Houston by 1.5? Doesn't make sense, does it?
I remember that one sticking out, and I was asking questions, and I just, yeah.
Houston has won 5 in a row. Denver is certainly going the wrong way. The Broncos, Case Keenum against Watson. But then I got thinking. Remember when Deshaun Watson, he went to Jacksonville, and he couldn't ride on the plane because of his lungs?
I do. That was weird.
They had to bus him.
Yeah, that was odd.
To Jacksonville. Now he's playing in the altitude of Mile High. I'm going to flip this thing around. And after the move over and grabbing the 6 points the other way, now it becomes +4.5 for Denver. I like that.
Okay.
Denver +4.5. Tight game. Field goal game. I get the win, along with New England. My 2-unit teaser in the NFL. My other teaser, Florida at Pick'em, and the under in the Georgia-Kentucky games. That gets up to 50.5. And my other picks, Iowa State. I have Iowa, Northwestern, Alabama, Texas Tech, and Utah State. Our picks as we try to make some more money this week, Wolfgang.
Those are a lot of fun games, and even the ones that I didn't bet on, I can't wait to watch them. It's not that I don't want to watch the Northwestern Notre Dame game. I just don't have a feeling I want to stay away from that one. It's interesting that you feel good on Northwestern, and I believe you're picking them outright, right?
No.
No, that was just a...
I could see it happening, but...
Thought I heard you say that. Okay.
No. Having some fun. I mean...
Oh, you said it, but you didn't mean it? Is that what you mean?
Well, it's one thing. Here's the thing. You could say anything, but until you put money to it, it's not real, right? And I might actually take
it. You have the one of the year. You already did that earlier in the year. So
I gave you Purdue to beat Ohio State straight up. I'm holding another one in my pocket. I'll have another money line pick or two in the coming weeks. Those are our picks here. What are we calling this thing?
Bet the Farm, Straight Cash Homie.
Yeah, Straight Cash Homie.
Straight Cash, okay.
Yeah, not Bet the Farm, no. Straight Cash Homie. That's what it is. That's what it is. Straight Cash Homie. We'll give you Randy Moss. And with that, we're done for the week. Another week in the books, Wolfgang. You feel like you got your feet underneath you now?
I do. It goes fast, I tell you. It does. It really does. And it's surprising because it's fun to figure out how to do this. The first few days you vent, then about mids, then you start looking forward, and then the end you start looking forward. So, yeah, I'm starting to get it down.
Getting into the swing of things. Been a lot of fun here. And we got more coming up this weekend on 1700. The Champ starts tonight as we have West Des Moines Valley in their matchup against Dowling Catholic. The winner moves on to the Unidome. I'll have the call for you coming up here, 6:30 with the pregame and 7 o'clock with the kickoff of the Tigers and the Maroons. Also coming up, Wolfgang, over the weekend, we got you and I football. Mm-hmm. Must-win situation, Illinois State. The matchup there Sunday. We have both the Chiefs-Browns game. That will be the noon kickoff. And, of course, Sunday Night Football with the Packers and Patriots. And then Monday Night Football also with the Cowboys in action and their matchup against the Titans. So a lot of play-by-play here over the weekend. And we'll be back on Monday starting at 11. Myself and Ken Miller, Jimmy B and TC from 1 to 2. And each and every weekday, The Drive from 4 until 6 o'clock. Thanks to everybody out there for listening in. Back with you here in about a half hour with the pregame show for Valley and Dowling. Enjoy your weekend, everybody, on 1700 The Champ.